Europeans offer to allow Russia back into G8 Economic Alliance during Ukraine peace talks in Geneva. By Kurt Zindelka on November 24, 2025. The European counter-proposal made during the Ukraine peace talks in Geneva on Sunday would reportedly allow Russia to be readmitted to the G8 alliance of major world economies and to place a cap on Ukraine's military. U.S. Secretary of State Rubio led talks in Switzerland on Sunday between Ukrainian and European delegations in response to the Trump administration's initial 28-point peace framework released earlier last week. The White House said that the Geneva meeting marked a significant step forward, and that continued close coordination will be essential as the parties work toward a durable, comprehensive peace. Secretary Rubio said that the talks were the most productive and meaningful so far and that Washington will be making some changes to the peace outline in light of the concerns expressed by Ukrainian and European officials. According to London's Daily Telegraph, European negotiators pressed for language specifically prohibiting Ukraine from joining NATO to be removed from the framework. Instead of a firm commitment to not join the Western military alliance, the language agreed to by the Europeans stated, "Ukraine joining NATO depends on consensus of alliance members, which does not exist." The European delegation also requested that the peacetime cap on active members of the Ukrainian military be raised from the 600,000 proposed by Trump to 800,000. While Kyiv has previously rejected the notion of limiting the size of its armed forces, such a figure would allow it to remain the largest standing army in Europe outside of Russia. In exchange for such demands, the Europeans reportedly offered to allow Russia to be readmitted into the G8 Economic and Political Alliance, which reverted to the G7 in 2014 after Moscow illegally annexed Crimea from Ukraine under the Obama administration. Such a move would represent a major step towards Russia being reintegrated into the global economy after years of sanctions, and to boost its national standing on the world stage. Despite the apparent progress, it remains to be seen if talks will advance to a final stage by President Trump's Thanksgiving deadline. Finnish President Alexander Stubb said on Monday morning that while steps were taken toward a just and lasting peace in the Geneva talks, there are still unresolved issues. One such issue will likely be whether European troops will be permitted to be deployed to Ukraine as a peacekeeping force, as has been suggested by French President Emmanuel Macron and British Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer. Leaders of the so-called Coalition of the Willing are reportedly set to meet for another round of talks on Tuesday. Russia has consistently opposed the idea of troops from NATO countries being stationed in Ukraine, claiming that it would represent an escalation in the conflict. Other potential sticking points will likely be whether Ukraine will agree to formally acknowledge occupied lands as Russian territory, and whether Kyiv will be permitted into the European Union or the NATO alliance. Nevertheless, U.S. President Donald Trump expressed cautious optimism on Monday, writing on Truth Social, "Is it really possible that big progress is being made in peace talks between Russia and Ukraine? Don't believe it until you see it, but something good just may be happening. God bless America." In a post on X on Sunday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that his country is grateful to the United States, to every American heart, and personally to President Trump for the assistance that, starting with the javelins, has been saving Ukrainian lives. "We thank everyone in Europe, in the G7, and in the G20 who is helping us defend life. It is important to preserve the support. It is important not to forget the main goal, to stop Russia's war and prevent it from ever igniting again. And to achieve that, peace must be dignified. That is why we work so carefully on every point, on every step toward peace. Everything must work out the right way, so that this war is truly ended and so that it does not happen again. Thank you to everyone who is helping. Thank you, America. Thank you, Europe. I am proud of our people. Glory to Ukraine." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.